this is Charlotte at The Honest Hour. Today, our contributor is Lucy Ryder. Lucy is a freelance copywriter and a keen blogger, but more recently has been focusing on her mum's battle with dementia. Originally from London, Lucy made the move west to Bristol earlier this year, and now spends most of her time thinking about cooking, eating, and where her next cup of tea is coming from.
The Demented World of Dee by Lucy Ryder. I was given a very lucky start in life when the universe decided Dee would be my mum. Caring, funny, intelligent, beautiful, entertaining, eccentric. She was the most amazing mother I could ever ask for, teaching me how to navigate my way through life without losing who I am or who I want to be. It's recently become a little harder for me to write about my wonderful Dee, as I've shifted from thinking about her as being in the present to being a part of my past. Over the last few years, Dee has joined the other 850,000 dementia sufferers in the UK to become another statistic in the fight against this most heartbreaking of diseases. In fact, Dee joins another group of statistics as one of around 45,000 people in the UK with early onset dementia. Here's another great one. Dementia care costs on average £30,000 a year per person, whilst around £90 a year per person is spent on research. And true to form, Dee hasn't gone down without a fight. We spent 3 years visiting doctors, hospitals, specialists and researchers to try and understand how best to cope with Dee's ever-increasing anxiety, confusion and depression, all new additions to her medical history on top of Alzheimer's. She became much more disruptive and stubborn. From the little things like tidying away kitchen items to never be seen again, to more problematic scenarios, one involving an accusation of shoplifting from our local Tesco. Now, 5 years into our journey through this hazy maze of forgetfulness, we are at a place where Dee can no longer be looked after in her own home, and she now relies on 18 hours a day of one-on-one assistance in a care home in West London. A woman who was once so sure of who she was, what she believed in and what she stood for in life, has been reduced to a shell that haunts the hallways of her new surroundings, asking, "Where am I? Who are you? Would you like a cup of tea?" Meanwhile, those left behind have another complicated emotional road to travel. Grief for losing her, guilt for leaving her, gut wrench from missing her and despair from visiting her. I come from a family of four. That makes it around 3.4 million people directly affected by Alzheimer's and dementia in the UK. And even that is a conservative estimate if you don't take into account the many, many wider friends and family also having to deal with this confusing loss. I read on the internet somewhere that the deeper the scar from grief, the deeper the love for that person. So I wear my scar with pride. For all the amazing memories my great Dee gave me, and for all the people out there who have had to watch a loved one slip away from them into the murky waters of dementia.
It's so heartbreaking to hear Lucy tell the story about her mum. It's also incredibly eye-opening to hear the statistics about dementia and Alzheimer's. There are so many other people like Lucy and her family who are affected. If you'd like to read more about Dee and her journey, head to Lucy's blog, Dee, spelt D-E-E, is for dementia. And on another note, Lucy is climbing Mount Kilimanjaro at Christmas to raise money for the Alzheimer's Society. So if you'd like to support her, head over to her fundraising page, which can be found on her story page of The Honest Hour.